On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and you have a line to Transportation Secretary-designee Craig Thompson. The new state budget would increase transportation revenue by hundreds of millions of dollars, but GOP lawmakers want to do that without the governor's plan to increase the gas tax or bring back gas tax indexing. So join in as we weigh the future of transportation in Wisconsin and how to pay for it. What do you want lawmakers to know as they move through the budget process? What transportation issue needs to be fixed in your community, in your neighborhood? We're at 800-642-1234. Craig Thompson is Secretary Designee of the State Department of Transportation. And prior to that, he served almost a dozen years as the head of the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin, advocating for all types of transportation-related issues important to its membership. Secretary Thompson, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So at a recent WisPolitics event, you called this recently approved transportation budget far more responsible than those you've seen in the recent past. Why is it more responsible?
Well, because it brings in some ongoing, you know, new revenue to pay our bills as we go and relies less on the credit card. So from those two standpoints, it is more responsible than the last, I'd say, five budgets or so, where we pretty much kicked the can down the road and put more on the credit card and put ourselves in a worse situation.
So how are we not kicking the can down the road in this particular transportation budget? What would you call on here that looks promising to you?
Well, again, I still don't think what the governor proposed would have been, you know, much more sustainable and would have gotten us further down the road. But what the legislature has proposed doing is increasing the fees when you transfer your title by $95, and increasing the fee and the registration when you register your vehicle every year by $10. And so by doing that, they'll bring in about $390 some million of ongoing revenue for this biennium. However, that is less than the $608 million that would have been brought in under Governor Evers' proposal.
And as you mentioned, Republicans on Joint Finance, they were not on board with the governor's proposal to increase the gas tax. They rejected it. From your perspective, do you think the gas tax approach is dead as of this at this point, or do you see it reviving anytime soon?
Well, you never know with these things until they're completely over. But the legislature looks like they're looking to vote on the package that came out of Joint Finance soon. So at this point in time, I don't know if it's highly likely that it would change. But I still think it would have been, you know, the better way to move forward. It's what most states around the country have been doing, including a lot of other states in the Midwest and some of the most Republican states across the country. 31 states in the last couple of years have raised their gas tax. Because it is a user fee, and that's traditionally how we funded transportation. The less you drive, the less you pay. The more you drive, the more you pay. And we would in Wisconsin would also be able to have our friends from the Midwest that come here to fish in our lakes and snowmobile and golf come. It would help pay when they filled up at the pump. So we thought it was a much more sustainable way to go about it. But again, the fee approach that the Republicans have proposed would only charge Wisconsinites, but it is ongoing revenue moving forward.
We're talking with Craig Thompson, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. There's a line for you at 800-642-1234. Were you encouraged by a proposed gas tax increase from the Evers administration? Or perhaps you're pleased that Republicans on Joint Finance Committee rejected the idea. Join in at 800-642-1234. Let's go to Karen now, joining us from Madison. Hi, Karen.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead.
I'd like to ask the new Secretary of Transportation, how can this administration do a better job of balancing investments among the modes? I'm aging and I rely on the bus service. Young millennials want to be car free because it will help them pay down their college debts. I don't think our current budget is doing a good enough job with that, and I want to see different regions in Wisconsin have the ability to tax them, like regional transportation authorities, to be able to pay for better service locally, and I'd like some comments.
Karen, thanks for the call. Karen is really getting at there are a whole variety of interests when it comes to what transportation looks like, especially when you drill down to a local community. Secretary, how would you respond to that?
No, I think Karen raises some really good points, and I agree with her that we're not doing enough. Specifically, I think she's referring to the area of mass transit historically. And if you look at Wisconsin compared to other states that have major metropolitan areas, basically every state in the country that has, you know, a city the size of Milwaukee or even to Madison, they do allow locals to get together and decide if they want to raise additional revenues for mass transit for their bus system or light rail, whatever it is that they may have. In the governor's budget, we had proposed a 10% increase for mass transit operating assistance, and also to put in $10 million to set up a bus capital replacement program. Unfortunately, what the Joint Finance Committee did was cut that down to a 2% increase and get rid of the program for replacing buses. So, you know, we still have a long way to go.
And under the Republican plan, all counties would be treated the same when it comes to public funding. Given your previous work for the Wisconsin Counties Association, what is your take on that?
Well, you know, I do think the counties as well as the cities and towns are in a very difficult situation in trying to keep up maintaining their systems. So I think the increase that we proposed, which was a 10% across the board increase, and then a smaller increase for the local road improvement program, is certainly helpful, and I think it will move them in the right direction. What the Joint Finance Committee did was also talk about a one-time infusion of $90 million from the general fund into the local road improvement program, and that's something, while needed, it's not sustainable, and it's just kind of a one-time bump. So I think that's something we're really going to have to look at.
Let's go to Kenneth now in Custer. Hi, Kenneth.
Hello. Why cannot we have a odometer tax and on our tax filing, you know, report the weight of our vehicle and have an odometer tax? Why not?
Kenna, thanks for the call. What about that form of taxation?
So what Kenneth is talking about is something nationally that's been looked at a lot, and there's been states that have piloted Oregon being the leading one, about a mileage-based fee. Some have wanted to do it through GPS. Some you could just report your odometer reading. And the idea being that as we do over the long-term transfer to more electrics, hybrids, or different type of powered cars, that we could still stick with a user fee system. And then it wouldn't matter what you're powering your car with. You would just charge by how many miles you travel. There are administrative hurdles and difficulties to trying to do it, which is why states have been piloting and looking at it. But in this budget, there was language put in the Joint Finance Committee that would have us study that very type of program. And there was $2.5 million put in to study and then come back with recommendations. So I think it is something that we definitely are looking at for the future.
We are talking transportation on this half of the State Capitol Report, and you have a line to Wisconsin DOT Secretary Craig Thompson. Did you see promise in a proposed gas tax increase from the Evers administration, or perhaps you're pleased that Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee rejected a gas tax? How do you feel about raising registration fees straight across the board for Wisconsinites, and what are your thoughts on toll roads? Do you think it should come up as a proposal? Join in the conversation on transportation and how you see it. 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in just a minute with the secretary here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about how to fund Wisconsin road projects and where the priorities are at the Department of Transportation. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're looking at the transportation budget situation with State Secretary-Designee Craig Thompson. And earlier this month, the Joint Finance Committee approved increasing fees to help put hundreds of millions of dollars into transportation over the next couple years. So if you were the transportation budget architect, how would you do this? Where would you find new revenue to fix the roads? And what transportation issue needs to be addressed in your community? Join in at 800-642-1234. And Secretary Thompson stays with us. Let's go back to the phones now with Jim joining us from Gurnee. Hi, Jim.
Good morning. My comment is really that all of this is really a political issue that is oftentimes played for political means. So the real answer to the transportation funding problem is one of a complex series of moves to increase the funding, which would include all of the variables that could come into play here. For example, yes, it's necessary to increase fuel fees. We haven't done that. We haven't indexed them for decades. That should be done. So I applaud the Evers administration for proposing that sort of thing. But in addition, you know, things are changing in terms of our transportation use. We have lighter vehicles, more fuel efficient vehicles. So perhaps registration fees do need to be increased. Perhaps we need to actually look at how heavy vehicles impact roads, that they should pay for more than the light vehicles. So it's just not a one type of funding addressing the situation. We just got done traveling in northern Ontario, or actually southern Ontario, and the roads were absolutely stellar. As we came back into the United States, where we found the good roads were really the toll roads. So tolls could be another way to do this as well. But to just address it in one means, and just to use the political maneuvers to try to essentially become reelected in the next election and not raise fees, yeah, is not the way to actually address the issue.
Jim, thanks for the call. And Jim is saying that we need to deploy all options that are on the table. Is Wisconsin capable of being able to put all of these options into work, Secretary?
Well, I think Jim raises a lot of good points. And the other part of the budget that we had proposed, in addition to increasing the gas tax and returning indexing, was to increase the fees on heavy trucks by about 27%. But when Jim travels up here from Gurnee, we'd like to have him help us pay, just like what his state, Illinois, just passed a budget where they increased their gas tax 19 cents. Our proposal was much, much less than that. But again, I think I agree we need to look at the other items as well. And the study that's in the budget to look at either tolling to the extent we can right now that we're allowed by Congress, or a more mileage-based fee are all things that I agree we need to look at all the options.
Let's go to Randy in Portage with thoughts on transportation. Hi, Randy.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. The thing that gets me, it's so obvious that the gas tax is the most logical to do. It's the cheapest thing we can do for instant money. If you figure an average car gets 25 miles per gallon, they're going to pay only $96 a year traveling about 20,000 miles. An economy car, maybe $70. A service vehicle like I run, I'm going to pay $300. It's simple. We don't need to create these big infrastructures. And a gas tax also, I live near Wisconsin Dells, of course, and you know, that town increases 10,000, 15,000 people every weekend, and the majority of them are from out of state. Why should the Wisconsin taxpayer have to pay 117% more to register my wood hauler than I have a $500 truck around? That's half the price of my truck. It just doesn't make sense to me the way the Republicans are using the data that's predicted. In 7 to 10 years, the majority of cars are going to be electrics. I'm in the automotive industry as far as electronics, and it's not going to happen.
Randy, thanks so much for the call. And he brings up a lot of the same things that have been said about a gas tax. But I want to know, Secretary, as you travel the state, has anything surprised you about the state of Wisconsin's roads, good or bad?
Well, you know, I've been going around talking with people in local governments and chambers of commerce, and you know, for over a decade. And so I'm pretty familiar with the fact that, I mean, we've been in a steady state of decline, and the numbers bear it out. And, you know, I think what Randy brings up is exactly what we've been saying. He's right from our standpoint. The increase would have cost, that we propose, would have cost the average driver less than $4 a month more, depending, you know, how much you drive. And the gas tax in the near term is very sustainable. As a matter of fact, it's in place, and it costs us less than 1% administrative costs to collect it. So while I think, you know, for the longer term, over the next decade plus, we do need to investigate, you know, these other ways of moving forward as we transition our vehicles. But right now, there's only less than 3% of the vehicles on the road are electric or hybrid. So I think it is a sustainable way, and it would be the fairest way to really begin fixing these roads.
Secretary, let's take a moment to go inside the DOT. So let's say you have these infusion of dollars for more projects. How soon can you ramp up and get these road projects underway? Is there a lag time?
That's a great question, Kate. And so I've spent a lot of time with our engineers, and the way we constructed the budget was one that we thought was the most feasible to move forward. So where we proposed to spend the bulk of the money, and I'm thankful the Joint Finance Committee kept a lot of these priorities in place, was really to start fixing what we have first. So $320 million of the revenue would go into what we call the State Highway Rehabilitation Program. So that would be going to work on our two-lane highways throughout the entire state, everywhere. And we would begin doing that almost immediately. We have a six-year schedule of projects. We were able to, with this money, move in 111 new and another 100 move up in the queue so that we could begin getting those done earlier in the process. So we believe with this budget, we will be able to start fixing a lot of our two-lane highways in the state.
Let's go back to the phones now with Walt joining us from Fort Atkinson. Hi, Walt.
Hi, good morning, and thank you, Secretary, for being on. I'm going to ask the Secretary to please urge the governor to stick to his guns regarding the gas tax. The earlier caller, Randy, made most of my points, so I won't go over those. But he's absolutely right about the fairness of the gas tax and its effectiveness at getting money from people who actually use roads. In contrast, the registration fee is a negative backwards look because it penalizes people for choosing the most efficient vehicle. Like Randy said, he's got a $500 wood hauler truck and probably a more efficient vehicle for everyday use. So do I. But if I had to choose one or the other, the truck can do everything. The car can't, you know, haul the wood. So I might have to use the least efficient vehicle. As a county highway committee chair, a few years ago, I was at the county highway conference, and I got a chance to ask to please raise your hand of the whole assembly who favors an increase in the gas tax or funding the DOT. And I had a big majority, 70 or 80%, raise their hands. And very few favored the registration fee increase. So that's what my message is today.
Well, thanks for the call. Secretary, as you talk with counties, what concerns them in terms of their roads and their transportation infrastructure?
Well, again, I really appreciate the points Walt made. And I think what concerns the counties is simply, you know, if you look at the amount of miles of roads we have in this state, almost 90% is local, is under local jurisdiction. And, you know, a good part of that is counties. And so with the revenue that they've got coming in right now, both from the property taxes that are able to raise and then the money they get from us at the state for general transportation aids, a lot of them are on a schedule to replace their roads that is, if you just do the math and the amount of resurfacing they're able to do each year, they're on a schedule of over 200 years to replace their roads that are engineered to last, you know, 30 to 40 years. So it's a real concern that they're trying to keep up and do the best they can to keep their roads, you know, drivable. But they're in a significantly difficult situation.
So what does the future hold for tolling? Is it back on the table? Is it not back on the table? Will Wisconsin ever get there?
Well, again, I think it's something that is worth. There was an initial study done in previous budgets, and this study, if it stays in, would allow us to look at, you know, vehicle miles traveled and tolling. The thing is, right now, we would be unable to just go toll our interstates. There is a prohibition on that from the federal government. They do allow tolling of bridges, and they do allow tolling of when you add capacity to toll that additional lane, and there's some other pilots that you can apply for. But we couldn't simply just toll the existing interstate system. So I think it's going to depend upon somewhat if Congress changes some of the rules at the federal level, as well as what the appetite is here as we study it more moving forward.
Really quickly, running out of time, as this budget process continues, what are you hoping for when it comes to making progress on Wisconsin roads?
Well, you know, I think the governor ran on fixing our roads as one of the three main pillars of his election, which he won on. And I think the public fully expects us to do better and begin fixing these roads. So if we're going to stick with these fees, it's a step in the right direction, but we still have a ways to go before we're going to get to the point of really improving all of our roads across the state.
Secretary Thompson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
Craig Thompson is the Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Stay with us. The State Capitol Report continues as we look at the ruling from the state Supreme Court on lame duck legislation and consider reaction from lawmakers. That's coming up right after this news update here on the Ideas Network.